no experience is required. Just get out there and serve and work. Number two, there's no minimum age requirement. You know, you can be 16, 17, you can be 66 or 67. You know, just get out there and, again, just help people. And thirdly, just be ready to answer the call. We all are going to be called to serve. We're all going to be asked to give back to our society. And just be ready to answer that call, because when you do, you benefit so much from it. In fact, you benefit more than the benefits people receive, because just so rewarding and so meaningful to you.
Okay, so start gathering your things. Site leaders, make sure that everybody is here who's supposed to be here, and meet us down here in the front.
My name is Paige Taylor, and I'm here to volunteer Habitat for Humanity House, or Habitat for Humanity. I'm really excited about this because I know some people who have grown up in Habitat Humanity homes. So to actually be here and be a part of it, I feel like I'm giving back in a way for always spending so much time in them myself. So I'm really excited about it, and I'm ready to get down and dirty.
Bobby Ray, volunteer coordinator for Lexington Habitat's two restores. We improvise a lot around here. Today the need is two things. One is about two-thirds of the group will be in our paint recycling department, and then the other third of the group is going to be going to a hotel who's donating some furniture and whatnot to us and help us extract donations to bring back here and sell. Volunteerism is foundational to Habitat for Humanity. Basically, it means we can get, it depends, frankly, on, like, today it's going to mean that we'll be way more efficient at doing those two things. And in fact, if it weren't for this group, we wouldn't be able to do any paint recycling at all today, because we'd have staff tied up with the hotel trip. And so we're going to be way more efficient at getting all that furniture out. And we're going to get a lot of paint recycled, too.
So my name is Grace Reagan. I am an AmeriCorps Vista at the University of Kentucky Center of Service Learning and Civic Engagement. We are located in UK. Our day of service is at the Habitat for Humanity resale store. Today we are mixing paint, about a couple gallons or so, trying to combine gallons that have been donated and then gallons that we can create to sell. The sound you just heard was a student attempting to open a paint can that will be then stirred to mix all the paint together, depending how long it's been sitting. It'll be then put into a container with about another 100 cans or so mixed for about 20 minutes, and it'll be poured into a drum that will be able to be sold. So today we're making beige.
Hello, my name is Elisha Caldwell. I'm here at the American Cancer Society. I'm here today because I just wanted to start off the year the right way with my peers and come do some service. I do every year, so this is my first time here, actually. But I think it's just a good way to kind of come out and just show the support, also by helping others. I think that's a very big part of life and something that I want to do personally. So I think as students, it's a big responsibility for us to come in the community and help out. So that's why I'm here today. We've been cleaning windows, for the baked cookies and goods right now, wiping off counters, just kind of doing a lot of cleaning up for the first part, and the second part, going to be doing like baking goods and things like that.
So my name is Haley Brentz. For MLK Day of Service, I'm here with Underground Perspective. We're here serving American Cancer Society and just helping them kind of clean up around the center. And we're baking cookies for some of the residents. But I really feel like MLK Day of Service to me is an opportunity to really give back to the Lexington community, where I might not have that opportunity as much throughout the semester. And so this day really gives a dedicated effort to dedicate my time and make sure that I'm giving back to the community.
Hi, my name is Trinity Houston. I'm a junior at UK. Right now I'm volunteering at The Nest. They are just an organization that takes donations from just numerous people throughout Lexington community for just different people who are in need of those resources. So right now we're sorting out those clothes and donations that have been given to The Nest. I think it's very significant just knowing what Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. did for African Americans and just for unity in general throughout his years being here on Earth. I think it's very important to let that legacy live on and continue to do service just in his name and, you know, continue to do that throughout this community.
My name is Rachel Madden. I'm the crisis care manager here at The Nest. And volunteers really I depend on volunteers to do my job. We serve an average of 400 clients each month in our crisis care program alone, our assistance program. We help people with shampoo, toothpaste, diapers and wipes, kids' clothes. If we don't have a resource here, I really try to connect people to somewhere that does. We operate solely off of donations, which we get a lot of donations. It's a good problem to have. But in order to sort through everything and have things stocked and ready to go, I have to have volunteers. I'm the only staff member in this program, and so I operate off of volunteers and interns. It's the only way we're able to run.
Hi, I'm Brianna Link, and my title is the Director of Martin Luther King Jr. Wildcats for Service here at the University of Kentucky Center for Community Outreach. We just concluded our day of service. I'm about to go into reflection. Overall, I've had a wonderful experience. It's awesome seeing students engage in the Lexington community. Sometimes students aren't presented with those opportunities, but to see them going with just so much enthusiasm and drive and things like that, it's like super duper exciting and so inspiring. Everything, you know, went smoothly, and something that I found a lot of, not like joy in, because we've been working on this all semester, so to see it like really come to pass is awesome.
I'm Peyton Anderson. I'm a sophomore at UK. I think the reflective experience was really good today. I think sitting down and being able to talk about what we shared and MLK's values, Martin Luther King's values, as it relates to our day of service today, was really important. We shared things like community, love, union, and sharing a safe space for others was something that he really enjoyed, and translating that into a day of service was really important as well. So reflecting on all of that was good.
My name is Anaya Hall. I'm a junior at the University of Kentucky, and I'm from Louisville, Kentucky. Participating in the MLK Day of Service today was really nice. We volunteered at a literacy center, and we were really just helping the workers with setting up for their event on Monday for Martin Luther King Day. And I just felt that we really changed her life, because she's got to go back tomorrow and finish setting up. But now, since we helped her today, she'll have only smaller things to do. And that just takes a weight, an unnecessary weight off of her shoulders. So I just really know that I would appreciate something like that. So I'm glad that we were able to do that for her.